we have plenty of water now, but it's not going to last forever the way we're going. And, you know, if we get this, we have another 50 to 100 years possibly.
Water rights were again on the agenda this week, and historic action was taken during the Hays City Commission meeting. Hays Post reporter Becky Kaiser joins Mayor Sean Musil and City Manager Toby Doherty to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
First of all, congratulations, Sean. This is the second time you've served as mayor?
Third time.
Oh, my. You've been here for a while.
Not too long. Some say.
What are the duties of mayor? What makes this a little bit more special?
You know, you run all the meetings. I always have to remind people I don't gain any extra votes. I get one vote no matter what. You know, it kind of, you know, when people come into town, you get a welcome, different, just anybody and everybody, different events that ask you to, you know, welcome into town, whether they're having special events. And just kind of get to brag a little bit more about your community, and I kind of take pride in that.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations again, and our vice mayor, new vice mayor, is Sandy Jacobs. First of all, Toby, I thought we might ask you about, we had basically an informational presentation last night from the Hays Area Children's Center talking about their situation. People have, obviously, childcare, big issue in the community and throughout the area, and there has been some concern that the Hays Area Children's Center is on some unsteady financial footing. They came in to talk a little bit about that with the city, not asking for any money though.
No, last night was an informational update. Yes, there was some worry a few months ago that the Hays Area Children's Center was on some maybe shaky financial ground. And so last night, the director and a couple board members came in and showed the commissioners that they are riding the ship and they are on a little more smoother financial footing right now. And they had plans to make that better into the future. But you're right. We do have, last I saw, was a shortfall of, I think, 700 or 800 spots for childcare that could be filled tomorrow if we had the available providers.
And, Sean, that's something that there's several big issues. In fact, when you were talking about and thanking former Mayor Mason Reuter, talking about some of the highlights during his tenure, childcare and getting more of that in Hays is on the spot and is still in the eyes of the city commission.
Yeah, it is. And Mason did a real good job. You know, his wife is a childcare provider. And, you know, basically, you know, we have such a shortage of workers. And a lot of people have said they would go back to work if they could find childcare. And it's just tough. There's a lot of regulations, a lot of them asked to be changed possibly. And, you know, that's out of my league on that. But, you know, the city's just been really behind trying to encourage people and just basically help if we can, you know, not necessarily financially, but, you know, just, I know there's been some grants out there. I know the chamber's been involved and stuff like that. I think the chamber's actually done a great job just facilitating.
They had their banquet last night to thank childcare workers.
I think we forget about that. You know, it just happens. And, you know, they put a lot of time and effort in raising our kids basically. So it's a city commission just said, hey, we want to be behind this and encourage people to help out if we can.
Well, let's talk about what was the big agenda item last night. Two agreements voted unanimously approval for the R9 Wellfield and Pipeline Professional Services Agreements. Sean, last week, and you reiterated it again last night, that in your opinion, this is historical.
Yeah, my dad lives on Western Kansas. He's always asked me when we're going to get a backhoe to start digging down there. And I'm like, well, we're pretty darn close, you know. And, you know, it's a lot of money. But, I mean, because of the residents of Hays is where we're at. You know, we've been doing the water conservation since early 90s or before. And because of where they're at, you know, now we're trying to do the Water Transfer Act to say, hey, we've done everything possible, but now we need more water to continue growing and stuff. And, yeah, I mean, honestly, last night when we were approving, I had goosebumps. You know, it's many commissioners before me started this, and I was going to try and name them all, but there's no way I could do that. But, you know, a lot of it's thank you to the commissioners and the residents of this community before us that did all the hard work. And now we're just, with this guy to the right of me, I mean, Toby's unbelievable. And I know the next 3 months, he's going to be putting a lot of effort into what's going on with, you know, the Water Transfer Act. And, but, you know, we got the right man for the job.
Our water guru, we like to call him. Yes. So, Toby, let's remind people the city bought the ranch clear back in 1995 as a potential longtime water resource for the city. And then Russell came on board about a year later and actually owns about 18% of the ranch. This has been a long process. We got started with the regulatory process in 2014. So we're talking almost 10 years just with that. And Sean mentioned the Water Transfer Act, which is something that has not been triggered in the state. Hayes will be the first one.
Right. In its current form, there was a previous version of the Water Transfer Act, and it was triggered by Water One, which provides water to Johnson County. But it was a much scaled down version of what we're dealing with. The Water Transfer Act regulations were rewritten in the 90s, in the mid 90s, out of a fear that Wichita was going to try to develop water rights in Milford Reservoir. And so they were scaled up. They were made a lot more beefy and a lot more cumbersome to navigate. And so that, unfortunately, is what we're going through. We actually have a very good case. We meet all the requirements of the Water Transfer Act. We can prove everything we have to prove in the Water Transfer Act, but it is just a very lengthy process. And it does culminate this summer with a hearing down in Wichita that's going to take place from the end of August or end of July through the first part of August. I'm going to give the City Commission an R9 update in 2 weeks, and I'm going to talk a little more about a public comment hearing that's going to happen here and then the hearing in Wichita itself.
All right, so those, the one in Hayes is so that people would not necessarily have to travel to Wichita, or are they different topics?
No, it's the same topic, okay. And it's handled by the administrative law judge who's overseeing the hearing process itself. And so the statutes call for a hearing to take place in the basin of origin, and it's our Arkansas River Basin, so that's why the actual hearing is in Wichita. And that's going to be a very lengthy affair because we have to prove our compliance with the statutes, and then interveners have a chance to come in and take part in the process. But the statutes also call for a public comment hearing in the basin of destination. And so that's what's going to happen on June 20th at the Black and Gold Room. And so we're putting together a strategy right now to get people engaged and energized and hopefully show up and go on record in support of what we're doing, because it's critical to Hayes and Russell's future.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the R9 ranch itself. Of course, in Edwards County, we're talking about approximately 65-mile pipeline, and we're working with Burns McDonald of Engineering of Wichita, which we have been for quite some time, and there's a lot of history there between them and the city. They know the project inside and out. I know you feel really comfortable with them.
Yeah, we've been with them since day one with this project. We've used several different engineers over the past few decades with regard to water. And Burns and Mac is the one that's been the most effective. And so when we started this regulatory process, they were our water engineer, and they've been with us through all of the compliances with the regulatory process. And so when it comes time to do as a design contract, we just work the design contract out with them, or contracts, I should say. We have two agreements, one for the well field, one for the pipeline, and run it through the city attorney and then got it in front of the city commission to approve, and we're looking forward to get rolling on the design.
Now, you talked about those two agreements. Why have they been split like that?
We think it will allow us to possibly take advantage of federal money a little easier. And so with federal dollars come federal requirements. They typically refer to them as cross-cutting measures. You have your Buy American, Build American, American Iron and Steel, the Uniform Act for Relocation if you're acquiring land. And a lot of those requirements add a lot of money to the project. And this is pre-COVID, back when we were looking at an $80 million project, not a $120 million project. I had Burns and Mac do a memo on what it would do to my $80 million if I took federal money to help pay for it. And it added about $12 million to the cost of the project. So the possibility of taking federal money for a well field is less cumbersome because we own the land. And so now we're just dealing with some of the other cross-cutting requirements. The pipeline and well field, if you're dealing with certain types of American iron and steel and other Build American, Buy American, could have a significant cost impact. And then the other part is the Uniform Act for Relocation. We have 65 miles of easements we're going to have to acquire, and possibly some sites along the way for some construction staging. And so not having to follow those federal regulations for land acquisition allows a lot more flexibility. And so we would like to not utilize any federal money for that project.
Flexibility and durability, Sean, those were kind of two of the key words that were used yesterday talking about the project. Mm-hmm. And when Brian Meyer was talking about the engineer, the principal in charge talking about basically this is a process: production, collection, the raw water tank, and then the transmission from Edwards County up to Hayes. Last week, you were asking about the raw water tank, a million-gallon above-ground tank, and that's kind of hard to imagine, but you were a little concerned about security of that tank as well.
Well, I guess and I actually asked the question very poorly. I was just wondering, basically, why they're not Shenshin. And they actually, after me and I asked him, a lot of it stabilizes the water to where, you know, you don't have burst and stuff, so it's, like I said, those guys know much more than me, but it really made a lot of sense. Like I said, I did a poor job of asking the question, but it made a lot of sense after he talked to me. But those guys were another level when it comes to talking water than I. But it makes sense to be down there so they can kind of control, you know, the pressure of the water, you know, going 65 miles and stuff. So, whatever we got to do, let's do it.
You and the other commissioners admitted being a little bit emotional about the vote last mm-hmm. night. What does it mean to you to see this finally, something that concrete that people will actually be able to see, to get it in motion finally?
You know, for me, it's, I hope my kids and their kids can have, you know, water. I mean, when they can grow, maybe they want to live in Hayes and, you know, set up a family. You know, we have plenty of water now, but it's not going to last forever the way we're going. And, you know, if we get this, we have another 50 to 100 years, possibly, if we do it right, if we continue on the way we conserve water. And we're always going to, you know, that's always going to be the philosophy in Hayes. No matter how much water we have, we're going to ask people to conserve because it's the right thing to do. And so, but yeah, it is. I mean, it's emotional. You know, like Sandy said, it almost brought tears to her eyes making the vote, because, I mean, this is something I've been involved with since I've been with the commission. And, you know, that's been 10 years, and there's been people involved in this for 30 years. And, you know, when I moved to Hayes, you know, I moved from Western Kansas where you use water all the time. And you know, move to Hayes, like, you don't water outside this time of day, and it's just kind of ingrained in what we do here, and we do it the right way, and that's why people are calling Toby almost every day, like, hey, how can we do it in our community? Because we do it right. It's a very awesome product.